Our passage this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. I'll be reading from the CEB, the Common English Bible. Hear the words of the Lord. The day Jesus went out of the house and sat down beside the lake, such large crowds gathered around him that he climbed into a boat and sat down. The whole crowd was standing on shore. He said many things to them in parables. A farmer went out to scatter seed. As he was scattering seed, some fell on the path, and birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where the soil was shallow. They sprouted immediately because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it scorched the plants and they dried up because they had no roots. Other seed fell among thorny plants, and the thorny plants grew and choked them. Other seed fell on good soil and bore fruit. In one case, a yield of 100 to 1. In another case, a yield of 60 to 1. And in another case, a yield of 30 to 1. Everyone who has ears should pay attention. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your word. We are thankful to be able to gather together in worship. We are thankful, God, for your grace and your love and your mercy. God, hide me behind the cross, Lord God, and use me for your glory. May all who are listening, all who are present, all who will watch later in the week, may they experience you right where they are. You are an awesome God. You are hope for the hopeless. May those who are listening to this message today find hope in you. In your name we do pray. Amen. How beautiful it is for us to gather together and through the scriptures to walk with Jesus and the disciples. How beautiful it is to be challenged by the gospel. And as we continue on this journey to deepen our faith, how beautiful it is to keep our focus on the kingdom of God at such a time as this. As you know, we began this journey together several weeks ago in the midst of what is known as the discipleship discourse or missionary discourse. In the Gospel of Matthew, this is where Jesus took time to instruct his disciples. He encouraged them to not be afraid. He empowered them to see, to heal, to hear, to feel compassion, and he has strengthened them for the journey. He told them to depend on God. And I love how in the scriptures Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. It's one of my favorites. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are? We could stay here for the rest of our time, but since we are on a journey, since we are on a quest, just like the disciples, we will keep our focus and walk. Today's text message is full of imagery and maybe a familiar one. We witness Jesus heading out of the house where he is staying and sits down beside the lake. Some of you are by a lake right now, or maybe at the ocean at this moment. So this imagery may hit close to home. The scripture tells us that the crowds began to gather around him, and Jesus climbs into a boat. He sits down and he addresses the crowd. Matthew instantly places us on the shore with the crowd. And if you've ever been on a lake when it is quiet and calm, the acoustics allow you to hear conversations from hundreds of yards. That would be kind of cool though, wouldn't it? Hundreds of yards away. So imagine the quiet. Imagine the silence that falls over everyone present. Jesus begins to tell them many things in parables, and in this moment seizes the opportunity to teach, to empower, to strengthen, and to encourage the disciples, those who are following, and those who are there just to listen. This is the first time in Matthew that we encounter Jesus teaching the parables. The Greek word paralovi literally means something laid beside as a comparison. This is a teaching tool. It is where narratives or stories are drawn from nature as well as everyday life. These parables share theological truth and is told in code through stories. The parables Jesus uses teases the minds and reframes the disciples' thoughts and perceptions of the kingdom of God. So he begins to tell a story. This story is where a sower or a farmer goes out to scatter seed. Today, this style of farming or gardening doesn't apply often here in the U.S. There's a certain amount of prep work that we use that goes into preparing a field for farming. The pH balance of the soil needs to be right. How far apart the seeds are planted, how deep the seeds are planted in the soil are very important. It's all relevant to prepare the earth for a successful outcome. But this type of sowing seed that Jesus talks about, this type of sowing seed that we witness in this passage, is called broadcast sowing. This style of farming was a huge risk and had the potential to yield huge rewards if scattered just right. It is where the sower of the farm or the farmer would take a handful of seeds and just scatter them across the field. These fields tended to be smaller, so just a few acres, no more really than a few acres. And these sowers were commonplace. As Jesus continues to tell the story to the crowd, he reminds them that this broadcast sowing, some of this scattered seed would fall on the path, and he reminds them that these birds have come to eat it. He begins to continue with the story, and he says, other seed fall on rocky ground where the soil was shallow. And it sprouted immediately because the soil was deep. But when the sun came up, it scorched the plants and they dried up because they had no roots. Jesus goes on, other seed fell among thorny plants, and the thorny plants grew and choked them out, while other seed fell on good soil and bore fruit. Jesus telling this wild narrative, this wild story, would have not been a surprise to those who were listening. See, because of this broadcast scattering and the visibility of sowers throughout the community, the notion that some seed falls on hard soil while other seed falls on ground that is rocky or thorny, and other seed falls and roots well, they would have understood it, and everyone knew that this is just the way that it is. Not one of the crowd would have been surprised. Not one. Not one of the crowd would have been surprised by the conditions presented to each of the seeds, resulting in lost crops. Not one of the crowd would have flinched when hearing the story. But what would have surprised them is the yield of this harvest that Jesus is talking about. The passage tells us the other seed fell on good soil and bore fruit. In one case, a yield of 100 to 1. In another case, a yield of 60 to 1. And in another case, a yield of 30 to 1. See, in Jesus' time, good crop for farmers in Palestine was about 10 to 1. And so this amazing harvest is a significant part of this teaching story for all of us, especially as we keep our focus. See, Jesus explains the parable to the disciples starting at verse 18. He compares the seed of this parable to the word of God and the soil to the people of God who hear it. See, in Hebrew, to hear is to listen and to obey. Last week, we talked about accountability, and now we're touching upon obedience. I have to say, this journey through Matthew and this passage alone is quite a challenge. So I want you to hear this for a moment, because I'm going to date myself. Do you remember Chia Pets? Yeah, I know. Chia Pets are still available. Crazy, huh? You can still purchase a Chia Pet, chiapet.com. I am not endorsing the site. There are Chia Llamas and Chia Smiley Face Emojis, Chia Hedgehogs, or even a Chia Unicorn. There are so many people right now opening up a different... Never mind. After today, I know somebody's going to send me a picture of their Chia Pet. If you don't know, Chia Pets are these ceramic pets that you buy in order to grow a plant. There was very little you needed to do to experience a Chia Pet style growth. With a little water, some sun, and some weird paste, you could easily grow a plant. You can tell I had one, I'm sure. Chia Pets, as seen on TV, they're guaranteed or your money back. Think about this. When you have a Chia Pet, it's a cute little houseplant that you can put just about anywhere. I mean, in the scheme of things, who doesn't want something simple and easy to grow? A Chia Pet poses very little risk. A Chia Pet is not broadcast sowing, as told in this parable, but church people of God, beautiful people of faith, we do not want a Chia Pet style faith. When we see ourselves in this imagery, standing on the shore, the sower of the seed is God, and God's grace and love through the Holy Spirit and in community empowers us to also be sowers. We are called to broadcast, scatter the word of God. Consider right now in this moment, as we gather together online, where anyone from anywhere can tune in right now or next week and hear the word of God broadcast, scatter. When we broadcast the word of God, we are called to take risks, called as disciples with a heart for sowing seed, called so that thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I don't know about you, but my heart's desire for this seed to grow and to be scattered across the world continues to move me and send me forth in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do not want a Chia-style faith. When we see ourselves in this imagery, standing on the shore, the sower of the seed is God. And God's grace and love through the Holy Spirit empowers us. We cannot forget that. We're being called to transform hearts, minds, lives, and souls. But in this passage, I want us to hover for just a moment. I want you to notice that the seed did not change. The seed was consistent. The seed was ready to go. But the condition in which it landed is what changed everything. When we see this parable is about the sower, the seed, and the condition needed to nurture our fruitful life in Jesus Christ as a fruitful community, as the church, it beckons us all to examine and reflect on our own life and the four conditions of the soil. At first, the seed fell on a hard path, and if we're honest in this moment, sometimes we are like this hard ground. We may not see with compassion. We may ignore what God is telling us. We may cover our eyes and our ears, but God in this moment is stirring and speaking to our heart. The seed also fell after being scattered on rocky, shallow soil. Again, to be honest, maybe sometimes we are like the soil, where the seed temporarily sprouts. We get excited about all these things, but we don't commit to Jesus Christ. We don't commit to having a deep relationship with our Lord. Maybe we're not connected to the Cokesbury community through a small group or a Sunday school or serving God through missions, and eventually we stop growing altogether. But God is calling us and beckoning us to be a part of this awesome community. We need to keep our focus. The seed fell on thorny plants, and maybe sometimes we cherry pick what God says in order to get what we want, focusing on ourselves, maybe a little too selfishly, but not on God. But see, God is drawing us nearer so that our compassionate faith will lead us to action, making a difference in our community and the world around us. Finally, the good soil. The soil that grows and nurtures and sustains us through the toughest of times. This is what we all strive for throughout our journey and our quest in Jesus Christ. We are deepening our faith, broadcasting seeds, and looking at the condition of where we are. Hear me very closely, because the United Methodist Church is a lot about numbers. All in all, this is not about the professions of faith. How many times you have said, I'm going to follow Jesus. This is about our perseverance in the faith. How we walk and keep walking. One step in front of the other. Together. This morning, we have been challenged to examine the soil of our souls as we keep our focus on God. See, we serve a God who values and proclaims the possibility and the opportunity of a miracle in every single seed, no matter where it lands. We recognize and seek the love of God, regardless of the condition that we find this soil. See, every condition has the potential to grow into good soil through the grace and the love of God, no matter what soil you may find yourself in. God is beckoning you. God is beckoning us into a deeper love, a deeper grace, a deeper look at compassion, a deeper awareness of our world so that we can keep our focus and continue to show the love of Christ. God is a broadcast sower, bringing forth good fruit. This good fruit is whether it's a welcoming smile with our eyes these days. Maybe it's the sunshine, and then to be followed by the much needed rain. Maybe it's through the sacraments that you're experiencing at home with your family. Maybe it's a song that God has placed on your lips or on your hearts. God's gospel is so plentiful. It carries with it every possibility, every potential, every hope, every joy. Beautiful people of God, let us keep our focus on God. And to do that, we know all that is good. We know that we need to scatter the seed. We know that we have the opportunity to witness the beautiful abundance of God. Whether it's tenfold, 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold, even if it's just one. Stay focused. Let us keep moving forward with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Broadcast scattering the seed wherever we go, knowing that God will bring the abundance. God will bring the blessing. God will nurture us with love. Keep your focus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, you continue to reveal so much. As we sit in this parable, as we look at it, what it means for our own life, what our own souls look like, how we receive your word and what we do with it. Lord, as we reflect on how you are calling us, even in the midst of this pandemic and all the things that come with it, Lord, you are saying, keep your focus. There's still work to be done. Use us for your glory, O God. Send us to do your work and your will. We bless your holy name. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said, amen.